Research question, written by Ray by Another Name and read by Flower Parish. This is a DC fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Cassandra Cain / Kara Zor-El. The universe obviously had a certain preference, a kink even, for Kryptonians and their mates. Some might be so generous as to call it fate, the mighty House of El seemingly destined, at every turn, to fall for one of Gotham's bats. Maybe it was something in the water. Gotham had to be radioactive at this point, and that could totally skew the results of whatever terrifying science experience was unraveling before her. It might even factor into her own research. Kara considered the possibility for a full minute before discarding it, just as she had all the other ideas listed in her notebook. Her pen slashed through several lines of text, and Kara huffed. She didn't have a large enough sample size to properly analyze anything. Sure, Clark going full Vulcan for his best friend made sense. They'd done a bad cosplay of Spock and Kirk for some charity auction one time and doomed themselves. Utterly unhelpful. John and Damien, obviously their father's fault. A second-gen romance was a Hallmark movie waiting to happen, and even Lois thought as much. But they hadn't even kissed yet. As for Con and Tim, well, everyone always obsessed about the clone thing, but really, the truly freaky one was Red Robin. Drake couldn't be trusted as a data point for anything, let alone something this important. Plus, Con would never let her live it down if she copied him. And Kara didn't want to think about Biz and Jason any longer than she had to. Head falling into her hands, Kara groaned. She'd thought herself safe from this particular Kryptonian weakness. Most of the bats were men. Kara didn't have any particular affinity for redheads. Any chance she'd fall for Stephanie had gone up in flames when the other blonde managed a far too convincing Halloween costume of Supergirl a year after they met. Just when she'd thought she was in the clear, though, Bruce Wayne went and messed everything up. A finger tapped at her shoulder, and Kara jumped, hand slamming her notebook closed. The table rattled. Her eyes widened as she caught sight of who now stood in front of her, the source of all her internal strife. Cass quirked her head, eyes flicking over Kara curiously, probably clocking every one of her nervous tics. Because, of course, when Bruce Wayne finally adopted a daughter, she turned out to be a human lie detector. A very attractive human lie detector. "Hi," Kara chirped, rising from her seat with a nervous chuckle. She smiled broadly and clutched her notebook to her chest. Unsurprisingly, Cass's gaze dropped to Kara's hands. Her less-than-subtle death grip, paper crinkled, the cardboard front. Dark eyes rose back up to her face, bright with amusement. Almost shimmering. Cass had such pretty eyes, like staring out into space, the darkness drawing her in with the promise of far-off stars. Kara had noticed it the first time they met, and then promptly flew into a billboard. Lips twitched up, and Cass hid a smile behind her hand, head tilting the other way as she finally spoke. "I saw your notes," Cass told her slowly, voice quiet. Kara cringed, mind already spiraling. But then she giggled. Cassandra Cain, giggling, her laughter soft and twinkling. Kara's heart thumped loudly in her ear, blood rushing and breath catching. She'd never heard anything so beautiful before. "Your research question," Cass continued, hands clasped behind her as she ducked her head. She rocked back on her heels, voice drawing lower, quieter. Cass caught her eye through her lashes. "The answer is yes." The skin around her eyes crinkled when she smiled, evidence of her sincerity. Kara found she liked it, the subtle expression. And then the words processed. Cass's answer. Kara choked, face flushing. "Yes?" Cass nodded shortly, head barely bobbing up and down. You'd go on a date with me?" Another nod. Slower this time, Cass emphasized the movement, her eye contact. Jaw-dropping, Kara stuttered through a laugh, her hand rising to brush through her hair. She grinned, though, smile so wide her cheeks actually hurt. "Would, Would Saturday work? Kara offered, and Cass perked up. She didn't hide her smile this time, almost bouncing on the balls of her feet. Kara didn't need to be a lie detector to figure out what such body language meant. Or a research question, apparently. But she couldn't argue with the results. The end.